Hi, everyone, and welcome to this episode of BPV Knows. Today, BPV knows about employee retention tax credits. Andrew Leonard, who is a director in our tax services practice and one of our gurus in the firm, is going to talk to us a little bit about ERTC, who benefits from ERTCs, and why it's not too late to claim yours. Andrew, explain what an employee retention tax credit is in just a couple sentences.
Sure. The employee retention tax credit is a credit against payroll taxes that an employer can claim for having kept people employed during the COVID pandemic that we've been dealing with, and gives them an opportunity to recoup some of the wages paid for keeping employment going, similar to what the government tried to do with the PPP, getting money into the hands of employers.
And so the ERTC is technically over, but employers can still claim the credits.
That's correct. The program was only on for 2020 and the first three quarters of 2021. However, in order to claim the credit, you're allowed to amend a payroll tax form. And we have up to 3 years from the original due date of that form to file and claim, which means employers which haven't utilized the employee retention credit yet still have some time to do so on those amended forms.
So is it a big production to amend a tax form?
Amending the forms themselves is not overly complicated. It does take some time for the IRS to process them. The time-consuming part is qualification and quantification of the credit, and then making sure it's properly documented in case the IRS were ever to come challenge.
I recall there was some confusion with the ERTCs and companies that applied for the PPP loans. But those rules changed, didn't they?
Yeah, so they did. Originally, you were only allowed to have one or the other. In December of 2020, they changed the rules to allow everyone that had PPP to also qualify for the employee retention credit. It's a big misnomer out there that you don't get both, because people didn't pay a lot of attention when the December rules were coming out like they did when the CARES Act came out in March of 2020.
So what should a business owner do if he or she thinks that there might be an opportunity here to claim these credits?
Well, I would argue that every employer has an opportunity, so every employer should explore this. And if they're interested, we would be certainly happy to speak with them. There are certain pieces of information we'll ask them to provide upfront so that we can get a feel for possible qualification and possible quantification of the credit. And then we go through the process, a certain amount of due diligence on our side before we start charging. So there's no real downside to a client or a non-client, a possible client, giving us the opportunity to look at it with them, because we're not charging them for that upfront time when we're trying to figure out whether or not it's a good fit for them.
Do we have a big department that works on these?
We have developed a pretty big group of people. We have several people in all of the different areas that are specializing in specific portions of the project. There are essentially three deliverables, two that we usually do, one that we do sometimes. And we've developed groups that take care of those three deliverables as needed. And we also have several people that I would consider experts on this. They can really talk through the whole process, figure out if it works for that employer, and then make sure that the process flows correctly. And at the end, be there if there are any questions along the way.
So what do you look at to determine if an employer is eligible?
Employer eligibility relates to two different tests that the government came out with. The first is a really bright line test. It's just a revenue decrease test. So if revenue decreased in 2020 by more than 50% and in 2021 by more than 80%, then we've got some qualification, right? Very bright line, easy to know if you hit that test or not. The second test is a little more facts and circumstances driven. It's called the full or partial shutdown test. That is also a bit of a misnomer, similar to people not realizing they may still qualify. People hear full or partial shutdown and they think, well, the government didn't tell me I couldn't do business, right? They're thinking about whether they were considered a business that was allowed to stay open or not allowed to stay open. It's a little more in depth than that. We have to look at whether or not a government notice impeded the business at more than a nominal impact, and see how that was related to COVID. And if all of that works out for the company, then it's going to qualify. And then the last part is how many employees did the company have? And are they considered a large or small employer? Because that makes a difference on the credits that you're allowed to claim and the hours of the employees that you're allowed to utilize for the credit.
So explain the credits, because this is real money that we're talking about, right?
It is. It's actual cash back in pocket. The first portion is refundable to the payroll tax limit of what you've paid in the quarter. The second part is the first part is non-refundable and only relates to the credits that you've taken. The second part is refundable. It's in excess of the credits you've taken and covers up the wages, but it is actual dollars back. You file the forms, you wait for the IRS to process them, and you receive actual cash back in your pocket. When that was going on, we were actually able to defer taxes and not pay them for some employers, which was extremely helpful. Unfortunately, that's not available.
What are the dollar amounts per employee and per quarter?
So for 2020, it was for the year, and it was a maximum of 50% of $10,000 per employee, so $5,000. And in 2021, they made the rule quarterly. So each quarter, you get up to 70% of the first $10,000 per employee, or $7,000 a quarter, assuming that you're not a large employer. That is one caveat I have to make, is if you're a large employer, the rules are a little different.
What are some examples of ERTC credits that we've claimed for clients with no identifying features attached to these stories?
So when it comes to dollar amounts, some clients have gotten in excess of $1 million, $2 million, even $3 million from their credits, depending on how many employees they have, right? So a lot of it has to do with what period you qualify for. Another big piece is how many employees you have, because when you asked a second ago per employee, it really is that way if you're not a large employer. So we can generally take the number of employees and have a fair understanding of what the credit's going to be. Another thing that's important is if you have part-time employees, they'll be less beneficial potentially, but also may be helpful in the large employer determination, because they don't count for purposes of the large employer identification. So if you're trying to keep that number lower to not be a large employer, which would be preferable, part-time employees actually don't hurt you.
How does our team stay on top of these rules? They've changed a couple times during the lifespan of the ERTC. How do we stay on top of it?
Yeah, there's a lot of research and paying attention when new rules come out. Fortunately, they've only changed the rules a few times, but still a few times in some significant ways. Notices come out from the IRS. The team pays a lot of attention to those because they give us guidance on what IRS is interpreting, the rules that Congress makes. Obviously, when a law passes, it's big news and we hear about it very quickly, and we dig into those. But it's an evolving process, and probably will continue to be, because the IRS is still processing 941s for 2020 and 2021. There will probably be additional guidance, and our team will continue to watch for those IRS notices. And if a new law comes in that affects it, we'll pay attention to that as well.
How long do employers have to try to claim the tax credits? Is this something they should act on right now?
I think it's a good idea to start determining whether you qualify right now, because one interesting challenge, I guess, that it creates is when you receive the credit, that is a reduction of your payroll expense on your company to the amount that it exceeds your payroll taxes. So if you're going to have an expense reduction, you'll want to have that determined before you file your 2021 tax return. There's actually a challenge with 2020 right now. The guidance that's been given says you should also amend your 2020 return, although more employers are going to qualify in 2021 based off the large employer rules. Maybe more employers will have had greater challenges and more qualification under just the basic tests during 2020. So for each individual client or potential client, it's really important to really understand the factors and have a conversation before too much time passes. If your 2021 return gets filed, you could potentially be amending two tax returns to claim the credit, which isn't the end of the world, but there's a cost associated with that. And you'd like to keep more of the money if you're going to get the credit in your pocket.
Thank you, Andrew, so much for explaining this. The moral of the story seems to be, as it is with all of the things that we do for clients, give us a call, let us help you figure it out. We'll let you know if this makes sense for you to do, how much it's going to cost, and how much of a benefit there is to your company. As always, we are here to answer your questions. You can email us at bpbknows@bpbcpa.com. Or if you have any ideas for other upcoming episodes, please shoot us a note. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much. And thank you, Andrew.